Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and read the contract.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. How stupid was that?
Now you're missing what we used to have. Guess the vodka brought the feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath. But now, if you really want to know,
hey, how many nights I've been thinking of you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the return of the Archer Jones Show. It's been maybe a few years since I done the Archer Jones Show, and I'm apologizing for it being so late at this time of the evening. Only reason that I'm doing it this late is because I had a graduation to go to. My stepson, Robert, has graduated high school today, so congratulations to him. So it was a proud moment, and just felt like I was back in the high school graduation, but at least he did not trip like I did, so he didn't fall. So that was a good thing. But the funniest thing had happened there today. I think it was a kid that was going up there to get his diploma or whatever. And the guy ended up taking, I don't know if he was doing a video of himself walking across the stage or he was doing a selfie. But It was funny. So just something to laugh about. But anywho's, my mother and father-in-law, they're in town. They get to saw it, and of course my lovely wife was there too. Get to see her son, well, our son, graduate, and of course his dad was there too, but that's another story for another topic. So that's why I'm late being on here. Normally I'll be on here at 8 o'clock Central Time, and I'm here on 10 o'clock Central Time. So, like I said, apologies about that. So, if any new listeners are listening, welcome to the show. This show, we mainly just talk about anything and everything, like topics, current events, and just things like that. So, or any subject that I think I will, you know, that touches me, that I would like to really talk about, like maybe stuff that might get me angry, stuff that is positive, and all that stuff. My co-host, Shamara Kroner, she couldn't make it on the show because, like, it was a little bit too late for her, and I know she got work in the morning, so do I, but she probably got to get to work earlier than I do, so she will be on the show next week, and we will talk about the subjects that we was going to talk about this week. So I'm going to say the subjects that I was going to talk about this week and talk about next week. Although it'd probably be like a little bit behind on that, but I just thought I'll just save them for next week and just talk about some new stuff. Just rather I do that. And I don't know what my dog is doing, but it looked like he was digging for something. You must be hungry, are you? Come here. I didn't call you Mindy. For the ones that's watching on YouTube Live, you get to see my dog, like barely, although the camera is kind of like a little bit dark. And I'm trying to get a little bit of light in here, but apologize about that. So, and yes, if you just heard me, I'm also doing this on YouTube Live. So you get to see it live as well. So if you want to watch it live, just go to WFSO's YouTube page and just look for the Archer Jones Show, today's date, and you can watch it live. Hey, girl. My dog, Mindy. Yeah. But, anyways, as I mentioned earlier, like, stepfather and, well, mother-in-law and father-in-law are in town this week, so got to hang with them as much as I can this week, and it's been pretty fun, so it's good seeing them again. They flew all the way from England, which y'all know my wife is from there too, so, and their accent, if you can really, like, listen to it, is, like, very strong. When I first met Hazel, her accent was like that too, but I guess like I'm around her so much now, I'm used to it, and it just sounds like she's just from America now, so it just kind of strange. But it's something, it's like I said, used to it, but hey, I love her accent, so I can't complain. So that's cool points in my book. Well, I know I was going to have some topics to talk about, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to come up with some topics from the top of the head that I can remember that I was talking about. As for not only my stepson is graduating today, my nephew is going to be graduating from middle school, but unfortunately his is on Sunday. I don't know what time or whatever, but I know I won't be able to make it to that because my stepson is having the graduation party and I'm going to attend to that. And hopefully my mother will attend to the graduation party too, so she can meet my father and mother-in-law. So it'll be the first time they ever meet if that happens. So, and I know we're just she's trying to make some things like switch around and things like that with like work and of course going to my nephew's graduation. Like I said, which is on Sunday, but just not sure which time is going to be. So she knows the time that the graduation of Robert's party is going to be, but not the time of my nephew's graduation. So I told her you can bring the family and stuff too, so the more the merrier. So for those who are listening in the Milwaukee area, we got this thing called the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. This past Sunday, I get to actually walk around the new arena and just like seeing like what's done and see the entertainment block, which is, you know, like they got stuff up for it. So, and they said the new arena is like 95% complete, but I'm thinking it's like maybe like 98 or 99% complete. I know they just got to do the streets on their one side so like all the traffic can come through. I think that's Juno Avenue that they're fixing up and they can go through. But after like the streets going on like through like 4th Street, you can used to do that, but you can't no more because they got that part for like the entertainment block for people like just to walk in like around the area. They don't have to park their cars or anything like that on that area like they used to. Because when the Bradley Center, you know, at the time before they officially made this new arena, the new arena where the center is at now, it was like a whole big old parking lot. And, like, certain areas there you can park at. And also they had, like, a sausage factory that was there as well. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, they would just had, like, that stuff over there. And I guess it was interesting because, like, I knew there was, like, that small building that was right there. Just never knew what it was, and it was trying to figure out, like, what was it, and it was like a sausage factory. I don't know if the Bradley Center, like, ever used their meats or anything like that. Maybe back then, but when I was working there, they didn't mention it that much. They've always used, I think they've always used meat from Clemens. And as for the burgers, I'm not sure, like, which burger meat that they used to, you know, to make their burgers and stuff. That one, I wasn't sure. But I knew their hot dogs and brats and stuff, they was using from Clemens. And they currently still do. But some interesting things that were with the new arena and stuff, like, I think it's going to have its own, like, Bucks Pro Shop. I don't know if it's going to be the same thing as Miller Park. Where Miller Park, they got like a whole bunch of Brewers team stores, but they only open like one team store, and the other part of the like kind of like across, not like across the street, but like across the hall from it is TGI Fridays, because Miller Park has TGI Fridays in there, and it's open 365 days of the year. Well, they might close on Christmas, but I don't know about that, but. Only thing I know is they just do it for, like, they also open for Miller Park games, like, when the Brewers play. And plus, like, they're off days, too. But back to the new arena. The Bucks do have their own pro shop. Of course, like, they did have it in the past, but it seems like, according to what they were saying, that it was going to be bigger and the normal one, and I think they're going to have that one open maybe the same thing as they do with the Brewers team store, which is good because although they had, like, places like at, like malls, like Bayshore and Southridge, like, it's called Name That Game. And they also got like a couple of stores called like Fanfare, like the store downtown in the Grand, and also at Southridge, like they sell like Bucks jerseys and other like jerseys too. But with the name that game store, where I don't know if some of y'all see me, but I got this hat, this Bucks hat from there, and wow. It's one of my most expensive hats I ever worn. And as for this hat, it's like got the state of Wisconsin on there with the basketball, you know, supposed to be pointing at the Milwaukee area and Southeast area and stuff, and has Bucks on there. The design, but not the Bucks design, but the hat and the material was like created by Jason Kidd, which was the Bucks coach at the time. Well, there's not one more, but we'll get on that on another story. But anyways, I'm interested in seeing how the Bucks Pro Shop is going to be and whenever it opens, so just can't wait. I think it was last week or the week before, the season ticket holders get to see the inside of it. Lucky bastards. So they got to see what's going on and stuff, and they said, I know they said majority of the inside stuff was done, and they just got a few touch-ups with the inside of it. And also from what I've seen, and I did take photos of it this past Sunday, that some of the inside is mostly done too. I guess they just got like minor things that they got to do. If you want to see the photos from like from then till now, go to my Facebook page and look for the Milwaukee Bucks new arena in Park East area, and just look at the photos and just check them out. Because I had to look at them this past Sunday after I posted the recent photos that I took then when I was down there, and I'm just like blown away. How it got from then to now. It was just, like, unbelievable. It was, like, probably as soon as it opened, like, soon they, like, maybe had, like, a Bucks gathering or, like, for season ticket holders and stuff, like, or if you want to be a season ticket holder, they'll let you come in and they'll just talk about what their plans are for the season and stuff like that. And normally they'll let people take a tour of the arena like they did with the Bradley Center last year and the year before. And I think they've done that years past. But anyways, breaking news. Washington Capitals captured their first Stanley Cup in the franchise history and the dream season expansion. They get Golden Knights with a 4-3 win in game 5. Congratulations to the Washington Capitals on their first Stanley Cup. Like, I watch soccer, but I don't watch much of the NHL like I should. But I do keep up with, like, America Hockey League because we do have a hockey league team here in Milwaukee. We have the Milwaukee Admirals. And sadly, I think for the first time in, like, I think it was like over a decade, they haven't made it to the playoffs. So kind of different from seeing them not making it from them making it years past. It was either 2005 or 2006. They last won a world championship. And I should know, I was working there at the time, of course. But yeah, I think they won it in I think it was 05 or 06 season, and they won it in 06. And I think they made it there again in 09, but didn't win it. So, got some interesting teams here. As for our soccer team, the Milwaukee Wave, they won, like, countless championships. And they used to play at the Bradley Center, but now they play at the UWM Panther Arena. I'm not sure how they did this year because I haven't been following them like I should, but not sure. Oh, dog. I gotta feed you, don't I? That's what you want? Yeah, I'm just talking to my other dog, Giannis. We got him a few years ago, and it was a year ago? Oh, it was a year ago. Okay. Yeah, a year ago. Hazel had was telling me about him and that they was gonna put him to sleep because like the way he was acting and the way that he was treated with his former owners. So she asked me that could we take him? Yeah, at first I was thinking another dog, but then again, always wanted a boy dog again. So I was just like, yeah, why not? I just thought, like, in the near future, it would be, like, problems with, like, if we move and it's, like, oh, there's too many pets and stuff. But it worked out just fine, so I can't complain. Yeah, she did a permanent place. Yeah, and it took them a while to get used to us. And with the other two dogs that we got, like, they wasn't, like, you know, angry or jealous or anything like that. That wasn't the case at all. I think they was, like, more concerned for him than being angry and upset that there was a new dog in there. But then again, it's like, at first he, like, kept to himself. Like, he mostly wanted to be by Hazel, but with me, at first he didn't want to be by me either, but just later on, he loves me. Ain't that right, boy? So I'm going to put you down now. But, like I said, back to the new arena. It's supposed to start up this fall, but I think most likely probably between July and August, they probably will have some people, like, look in there and just look around and see how it is. So I probably be the first one of the few first ones that get to go in there and see it. So hopefully that would be still in play. I forgot to do that. Got to let people know down here. So there, so I can promote that. And there we go. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to get in, just talk about some more stuff. So just stay tuned.
Forfeit the game of where somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, it just won't last.
And we're back. That was Linkin Park, Points of Authority. It's one of my favorite songs from them. With Linkin Park, I love their past stuff. It is like their other stuff, like maybe like their first couple of albums. That was like some of the stuff was my favorite, but it just like back then and stuff, it just falling out for it. But rest in peace to the lead singer, Chester. So he was like the lead singer and also like one of the vocals on there. It just sucks that you have somebody like, you know, decide to just take their own life. And I should know, I should understand that too, but and I do. Because there's like multiple times since I was like a teenager that I wanted to take my own life. And it took me a while to figure out that I needed help, but it took me a while longer because I didn't know this until I was 18 that I had like mental problems and I had these learning issues that I had in the past that I didn't know about until my mother told me when I was 18. Because I always wonder, is like, I try to express myself and try to be myself. It felt like that I couldn't because then everybody laugh at me, tease me. They didn't, like, I wouldn't say bully per se, but they would, like, tease me and laugh at me and make fun of me or make fun of what I wear. But it wasn't, like, bullying in the sense of, like, oh, I'm going to take your money or stealing from me or anything like that. It was just like, I just got teased and things like that. And although, like, at the time, I was, like, the second or third tallest person in the class,
Chris,
I still... Oh, yeah, we will get to that in a minute. But, it's okay. But, anyways... It's sad that, you know, people want to take their own life out. But like I mentioned before, it's like some people just can't deal with it anymore and they just like they just had enough. I understand that. And I'm not going to be like the one to judge or anything like that, but it's just, I guess like one of the tools I learned is like think before you act. I kind of learned that after I got into some, like, serious trouble a long time ago. I just used to, like, think before I act kind of thing and was, like, at the age at the time, like, after I graduated and the way that I was treated by some people after that, and it's just, like, forget the world and excuse me, and nobody couldn't tell me what to do. I was just like that point in my life that nobody's not going to tell me nothing. I'm sorry, just a little computer problems over here. But yeah, I was just at that stage that like no one's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want and stuff. Like, I wasn't like that towards my mom, but just like everybody else, I was just like that towards everybody else. And I guess it's like I was hurt from, like, relationships. Although I was gaining some new friendship, just like old friendship, it just, like, whatever. Like, the hell with them or whatever. It's like they pulled me down and stuff, although, like, and some of them, it was like mainly one person on the basketball team that I was playing for. They used to tease me and make fun of me just to try and get himself popular. And I hate the guy to this day. I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to give him the power to be known or anything like that. Normally I would say a person's name just to want to humiliate him but stuff, but I guess this particular person, I don't want to do that. It's not worth it. It's like, I want to just move on from it. Like, he's living his life, I'm living mine. And I'm happy with my life. It's like, I want to be a little bit better, but I'm happy with my life right now. And maybe there are changes I'm going to do with the situation I had when I was 19. That's probably the only thing that I want to change in my life. But anything else, I don't. I like to keep it the way it is. But anyways, for people that think about, like, you know, hurting themselves, thinking they want the world to end and just want to end their life and stuff, there's a hotline that's out there if you want to talk to somebody, just like release stress and out of, you want to get out of depression, anxiety, and things like that. But there's two things I got. There's a hotline that is, this is actually a local one, it's 24/7 free and confidential emotional support, or confidential, I'm sorry. The hotline is 262-377-COPE. Again, it's 262-377-COPE. Or if you want to chat with them online, you can go to copeservices.org. Again, it's copeservices.org. And also, there's another one, a suicide prevention lifeline. If you want to talk to people on that as well. And the lifeline is free and confidential and always available. Help a loved one, a friend, or yourself. If you have the warning signs, and if you pick it up on there and want to talk to somebody, you can call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can call them at 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-8255. Or if you want to look at put them online or chat with somebody online, suicidepreventionlifeline.org. So, but normally I use, if I can find my phone here, every now and then I chat with somebody, and I'm trying to see if I can find that number. Just hold on a second here. I got it on my phone and saved as help me. Or save me. Yeah, it was save me. Which I think I just passed it. There we go. Or you can call them if you like feeling how you're feeling and you want to get some uplifting and things like that. Is 1-800-273-8. Wait, that's the same thing. I think that's some. Never mind, it's the same thing. I never noticed that until now. So, never mind on that. So, let's talk about, I want to talk about this with my cousin, but unfortunately, I know she don't want to give this group no mention or attention or anything like that. But with this situation, if you want to try to do like networking with a group or whatever, and you promote yourself the bad way and saying that you can't do anything about it, I think that's just like kind of laziness, in my opinion. That you want to go ahead and let people like belittle, you know, other people, and also you're having people sell drugs on there. What I'm talking about is the whole Milwaukee number one on Facebook. It's supposed to be like for networking or promoting your stuff and things like that. I tried promoting on there with, you know, with WFSO and things like that. I don't think it ever been posted because you gotta wait till somebody approves it and just post it on there. But if the thing is, they gotta wait on people to approve their postings. It's like, why are they approving these postings on these drug sales and, you know, people bad-mouthing their baby daddies and stuff like that? And although the original owners said that that wasn't what it was supposed to meant for, but it's happening anyway. And there's also, like, racism in there. It's like, you got a mixture of, like, race in there, but it's like racism from both sides. It's not just white, but it's just black. There's racism on both sides, and plus you have, like, making jokes is like, what white people are afraid of. It's like, why put that up there? Why is that important, and why does... It's just mainly just why. It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't... It's not, like, cool to, you know, play down, like, racism. It's like, everybody thought we got rid of racism, like, a long time ago. But then again, you have a person like Trump that approved, like, the KKK and saying, like, how they protested, I think it was, like, months ago, that they was doing peaceful protesting. But the thing that they was doing, they was, like, hurting people during their protesting. And it seems like nothing was done about it. It's just sad. But back to that group. It's like, oh, yes, I am on that group too. But I rarely post in there because after I try to post, like, put some promotion for WFSO, and it hasn't been, you know, approved or I haven't seen it. So it was just like, what's the point? I'm just watching people on here just being idiots. Like, they, you know, sell weed and call it gas. And Fox 6 already did a report on the whole Milwaukee. And the thing is like, although now they know there could be, like, cops looking into that group now. And the thing is like, they don't care if they're in there, and they just dumb enough to do what they do. And, like, I know some people did get busted, but wouldn't that stop everybody else to stop selling on there? It's just stupid. It's like one of those things. It's like, you're selling drugs, like, 5-7 days a week or whatever, and it's been a couple of years, and you still haven't moved up, you need to get a real job, because it's not cool, and it's like a job that's not gonna it's not gonna help you for life. It's like, you got to think about your future and think about what you need to do for your kids or whatnot. It's like, do you want them to look at you and they look at us parents as role models, and you doing this and thinking that it's cool and thinking, like, what if your kids want to do that and you don't want them to do that? Got to set a better example. I just wish that, like, I understand, like, the jobs in this city is, you know, some of them don't pay well, which I get that. So some of them tell to either sell drugs, or some of them they just sell drugs and just don't want to work. It's like, you can't have it both ways. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, try to be smart. It's like, stop doing it. And stop doing it because you want, like, we want nice things here in the city and things like that. And, yeah, like, people, like, all on the corner and stopping traffic because cars stopping and they doing their business, yada, yada, yada. And plus, this is overall, it just sucks. And as for, like, you know, violence and stuff, it's like, why do you think, like, the city don't have nice things? Because you either have people that complain about it or you have people that are doing stupid stuff like, you know, fighting, shooting, and things like that. Things don't happen. Well, we were fortunate enough to, you know, get this new arena built, get some changes and stuff going on downtown. I know, like, they wanted to say, like, the ghetto, as they want to say it, is not getting, like, the same treatment. And it's not getting the same treatment because the way people treat it. You got to treat, if you want to, something happened in there. It's like you gotta do something in the community, like clean up the yard or keep the streets safe or just do something positive in the community or have something positive going on in the community. Even if it's like volunteering or things like that, just go for it. But I understand for the people that working and they try to do as much as they can for the community. They got work, they got kids, and, you know, they got to attend to kids' activities and things like that. I understand that. And y'all get a pass, but just for everybody else that, you know, sit there and don't do nothing, just want to be lazy, and they want to blame everything for things not happening in the community, like get, like, new stores or, like, a strip mall or things like that. You got to be proud of your area and keep your area safe and just have, like, a lot of positive around your neighborhood going on. I guess I'm just, like, the person that just wish that everything would be okay in the world. And I know it's, like, it's not all positive, but sometimes you want it to be, but you just... sometimes you just can't get it because how some people are. And hopefully one day some people will see that, you know, change their life and do something positive. Do something that will make the community better so we can have nice things. Like, hopefully one day, you know, people get good jobs, good paying jobs, and hopefully the minimum wage will increase. I know it's supposed to increase pretty soon, but I know it's taking a little bit too long, and I understand that. But try to hold on and be positive and do something for your community. And hopefully one day you have nice things and pray on it. Should pray on it. That's what I feel, that people just pray on, you know, how their future going to be or make something of your future. That's how I see it. I'm going to play one more song and we're going to talk about more things. So be right back in the gym.
Oh, running out of breath, but I, oh, I touched stamina. Oh, running out of breath. Hey, I work hard, pray hard, pay dues. Hey, I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort. I failed twice before, my bounce back was special. Let downs will get you, and the critics will test you. But the strongest survive, another scar may bless you.
Don't give up, no, no. Give up,
no, no.
Don't give up, no, no, no.
Nah.
Don't give up.
And we're back. Normally I would have like segments, but you know, my co-host isn't here and she'll be on next week, as I mentioned, at our regular time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So yep, we will be back next week. One of the things I want to talk about is, I wish I can find it, I can put it up on Facebook because I knew what I wanted to talk about, but right now Facebook is acting a little bit funny and I can't find it. But I'm just gonna say that one of those things in your life that you think sucks, you simply just say they suck. There's something that you think sucks in your life, sucks. And they suck, they suck. As for like the Cleveland Cavaliers, nearly had a lead for most of the game, it messed up. Like the final 3 minutes of the game, I think the score was like 102 to 110. Like I said, Golden State came back the last minute, although Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson had a horrible game, and LeBron James had a triple-double. Although, and plus Kevin Durant, I think he had like 43 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. And just surprised that if one person scoring, that's fine. But it's like if the whole team ain't scoring and you lost for that game, you suck. That's just sad. But let's see, what else that sucks? Probably gonna get into a little bit of wrestling. The Roman Reigns haters. They hate the person that's on top, and that's all they can do is hate. So, if I can get this going here, apologize, but the Roman Reigns haters, they're jealous, and they suck too. Oh, now it doesn't want to play for me, so apologize about that. It's just, now it's just going all over the place. It just
There we go.
Yes, they do suck. Let's see, what else that sucked? Wrestling thing again, the Smarks. They suck. Let's see if I can think of anything else that sucks. Having the day off tomorrow, and unfortunately now knowing that you got to come in to work because somebody couldn't do their job. That sucks. Sad. I got to come in tomorrow to fix somebody's mess. Well, at least it's going to be a few hours, so hopefully I can get that done, wipe that out, and go back home and have the weekend off, then go back Monday. And, oh, God, that just reminds me, too. Chicago Cubs fans, they suck. The only reason I say the Chicago Cubs fans sucks is because, like, I had an experience when I was still working at Miller Park, but I was in a different area. I was at the club level doing in-seat running, which in-seat runners do. They take orders out and give them to the people that order them, and they get, like, a little ticket, which they get them like 10 cents for, like, every time they take an order, they'll go on our checks. Which at the time, it was paid okay, and the tips were okay. But Cubs fans, they were lousy tippers. And they was, like, rude as hell. And it's like, and plus, you know, they know him for starting fights too, and it just sucks.
What did you say you were calling, Mike?
I did.
I didn't hear you. You're lucky I knew you stripped off as I walked through the kitchen.
Ooh, people on YouTube would have got a peep show. I do. But let's see, one more thing before this show ends. Let's go to another thing that sucks. Okay, it was this lady that was outside on my way home. I parked in my car or whatever, and she's just like just standing there in the middle of the street with, like, you can see her underwear up, like upper, like trying to cover her stomach a little bit. Was just wearing, like, a bra, I think she was wearing leggings, and she had, like, you know, her underwear kind of showing, and it looked like she was just out of her mind, so she sucks. Okay, guys, I thank you for listening, and if you're listening live, thank you, or if you're listening from, you know, just listening in, although it's not live where you're listening, I appreciate it as well. We'll be back next week. My co-host will be back next week as well, and we will talk about, you know, current events and topics that affect us all. And also check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com, for our upcoming wrestling events and stuff that's coming up in the month. Check that out. Legacy Pro Wrestling got something going on tomorrow at their new building. I think it's 68th and Orchard at the Tanner Ballroom, I think it's called. But just go to the website and you'll find more information. Look for the WFFO Radio Network on Facebook, and look for the Archer Jones Show on Facebook as well. And Sunday is WFSO new show Fan View, so check that out. And we're out of here, and I will see y'all hear from me on Sunday. Have a good night, everybody.